Imagine for a second that you are sitting in, like dead stopped, bumper to bumper traffic on this massive highway.
Oh, I hate that feeling.
Right. The heat is shimmering off the asphalt, exhaust is just filling the air, and you haven't moved an inch in 20 minutes.
Just completely stuck.
Exactly. And it's the only highway you've ever known. Everyone you know uses it. If you run a business, your entire livelihood relies on the traffic driving past your meticulously painted billboard right there on the shoulder of this exact highway.
Which makes sense because that's where all the cars are, or, well, where they used to be.
Right. Because what you can't see, just on the other side of a tall concrete sound barrier, is a brand new, beautifully paved, multi-lane expressway.
And cars over there are absolutely flying by.
Flying. There's no gridlock, no
Yeah.
stop and go. And the absolute kicker, your biggest competitors figured out the on-ramp to this new expressway months ago, and they are capturing all those drivers while you are still sitting in park honking your horn at a standstill.
That is precisely the situation millions of local businesses are finding themselves in today. And the scariest part is that it's entirely invisible to them if they're only looking at their traditional performance metrics.
Which brings us to the focus of today's deep dive. We're welcoming you to a really eye-opening conversation. We are sitting down with a fascinating new report from Technegion on a concept called Answer Engine Optimization, or AEO.
Yeah, AEO is the new frontier.
And our mission today is to uncover this massive silent shift in how consumers are finding local businesses right now in 2026. If you're listening to this and you've spent the last decade perfecting your digital presence, you might want to buckle up. Because the old rules of being found online are suddenly obsolete.
They really are. It's a profound behavioral shift. I mean, we so often think of AI, specifically platforms like ChatGPT, as just a utility tool.
Like a really smart calculator.
Exactly. You know, you use it to write a complex Python script, or to draft a delicate email to a client, or maybe to summarize a 50-page PDF you just don't have time to read.
Right, the homework machine.
The homework machine, yeah. But the Technegion source material reveals something completely different. It shows that AI has quietly, almost invisibly, morphed into the world's fastest growing local discovery channel.
Which is wild.
It is. It's fundamentally changing how people decide where to spend their money, right under our noses.
Okay, let's actually quantify that because we need to move from this abstract idea of a new expressway to looking at exactly how much traffic is actually driving on it.
Let's look at the numbers.
Yeah, the numbers in this Technegion report are genuinely mind-bending. Let's look at the sheer scale of the shift. As of February 2026, ChatGPT has hit 900 million weekly active users.
900 million.
900 million. That is up from 400 million just 12 months ago.
It's a hypergrowth curve that defies almost every historical precedent in the tech sector.
It doesn't even make sense.
I know. To put that in perspective, they are processing roughly 2 billion daily queries now. 2 billion times a day, a human being is asking this machine for help or information or direction.
Two.
But, you know, the sheer volume isn't even the most crucial takeaway for our discussion today. The nature of those queries is where the ground is really shifting beneath our feet.
Right, and here is the absolute jaw dropper from the data. When people use ChatGPT, 31% of all prompts now trigger a live web search.
So it's not just using its old training data.
Exactly. It's actively scanning the internet in real time. And if the prompt has commercial intent, meaning the user's actively looking to buy a product or hire a service provider, that number jumps to 53.5%.
Over half.
Over half. But here is the statistic that made me stop reading and just stare at the wall for a minute. Of those ChatGPT searches that trigger a live web lookup, 59% have local intent.
Which means they're asking for local recommendations. They want local price comparisons, operating hours, local reviews.
Yeah. And if you do the math on that, it translates to roughly 350 million local intent AI searches happening every single day.
350 million every day.
No, time out. I have to play the voice of the skeptic here.
Go for it.
Okay, let's unpack this. Are you honestly telling me that if my kitchen sink bursts at 2 in the morning, I'm going to open a chatbot to find an emergency plumber instead of just Googling it?
Yes.
I mean, muscle memory is a powerful thing. We've been trained for 25 years to open a traditional search engine when we need a local service. Is this 350 million a day behavior actually real?
The skepticism is completely understandable, but the data absolutely backs up that it is real. To answer your question about the plumber, yes, they are doing that. But what's fascinating here is the psychology of why they're doing it.
Okay, why?
They aren't just typing plumber near me into the AI like they would on Google. They are treating the system like a highly knowledgeable personal concierge. And the reason this behavioral shift is sticking, the reason people don't go back to traditional search once they try this, is the outcome.
The quality of the answer.
Precisely. When a user asks an AI for a recommendation, the AI synthesizes reviews, proximity, pricing, and services into one direct, coherent answer. It doesn't just hand the user a list of 10 blue links accompanied by 4 sponsored ads and say, here, you figure it out.
It actually does the heavy lifting. It does the homework for you.
It eliminates the cognitive load of searching. And because it does that homework, the conversion data is striking. Visitors who arrive at a business's website via an AI recommendation convert at dramatically higher rates than traditional organic search visitors.
Wait, really? Dramatically higher?
Yes, because they arrive pre-qualified. They inherently trust the AI's curated recommendation over a traditional search results page, which, let's be honest, consumers increasingly view as cluttered with sponsored junk and heavily gamed SEO content.
For sure. It's all just ads now.
Exactly. When they get an answer from an AI, they arrive with higher intent and much higher trust.
Put that way, the psychology makes perfect sense. I mean, if I ask a smart assistant to find me the highest rated option that specifically handles my weird niche problem, and it gives me one clear, well-reasoned paragraph explaining why a certain shop is the best fit, I'm sold.
You don't need to look anywhere else.
Right. I'm not browsing 10 different websites anymore. I'm just calling that shop.
Which brings us to the most dangerous blind spot for local businesses right now. The businesses that are used to winning that traditional search game are completely vulnerable.
Let's get into the mechanics of that. Because if we've established how many people are using this new system, you know, 350 million daily local searches, the natural next question is how the system actually works behind the scenes.
The plumbing of it, so to speak.
Yeah. And this brings us to what the Technigian report calls the Google blind spot. Why are highly successful local businesses suddenly entirely invisible on this new expressway if they are only optimized for Google?
This is the mechanical reality that most business owners simply haven't grasped yet because it happens entirely on the back end. ChatGPT does not use Google's index.
Wait, not at all?
Not at all. Let me reiterate that because it is the crux of this entire technological shift. ChatGPT does not use Google to search the live web. Because Microsoft heavily backs OpenAI, ChatGPT is hardwired to pull its real-time web data directly through Bing's data pipes, completely bypassing Google's ecosystem.
Wow.
Yeah. It pulls from Bing, it pulls from Yelp, it pulls from TripAdvisor, and other specific third-party data sources.
Okay, if you're listening to this right now and thinking, wait, I've spent 10 years building up my Google business profile, this is where it gets incredibly real.
It's a tough pill to swallow.
It really is. Here's where it gets really interesting.
Yeah.
It's like local businesses have spent the last decade painstakingly making sure their advertisement looks absolutely perfect in the Google phone book. They want the biggest font. They optimize the photos. They fought tooth and nail for the front page.
Yep.
But suddenly, half their potential customers toss that specific phone book in the trash. They're using a totally different directory, written in a different language, managed by totally different companies.
And if you're not in that new directory, you're invisible.
Exactly. If you are an Orange County business, say a boutique retail shop in Costa Mesa or a specialized manufacturer in Anaheim, and you are only optimized for your Google business profile, you might literally not exist in ChatGPT's reality.
You are a digital ghost. You could be the undisputed number one ranked auto repair shop on a traditional Google map. You could have 1,000 reviews there.
The perfect 5-star.
A perfect 5 stars. But if a user asks ChatGPT to recommend a mechanic and your business isn't properly listed on the specific databases that ChatGPT actually reads, the AI has no idea you exist. It will confidently recommend your competitor who took the time to optimize for those alternative platforms.
And what's wild is that it's not just where they are searching that has changed. It's how they are searching. The very language of discovery is fundamentally changing. The report notes a massive behavioral shift in query length. 75% of ChatGPT searches are 5 or more words long.
Which is huge.
Yeah, that is roughly 60% longer than your average Google search.
This raises an important question. We are witnessing the death of keyword searching and the rise of conversational querying.
Right. So instead of going to a search bar and typing Anaheim mechanic like a caveman communicating in grunts, users are opening the ChatGPT app and speaking to it in full, complex sentences.
They're treating it like a human.
Yes. They're asking things like, what's the most reliable auto repair shop near Anaheim Convention Center that specializes in German cars and is open on Saturday? Or they're asking, what's the best pediatric dentist near Irvine Spectrum that takes Delta Dental?
And this conversational shift creates a massive challenge for anyone trying to be found online. Think about the mechanics of answering that prompt. If people are asking complex, highly specific, multivariable questions, how does a machine know if your business fits the bill?
A simple Google business profile with a name, an address, and a vague category like auto repair just isn't enough.
Not even close. It can't answer a question about specialized German car repair near a specific convention center on a Saturday. This forces businesses to be represented by rich, deeply structured information across multiple platforms. You can no longer rely on a single monopoly's map feature to do the heavy lifting for you.
It's demanding a level of granular detail that traditional SEO just kind of skimmed over in favor of, you know, stuffing broad keywords onto a homepage.
Right. The AI requires context. It doesn't just match keywords. It tries to understand the semantic meaning of the user's question and map that to the actual verifiable reality of your business. If it can't cross-reference and verify that reality across multiple trusted sources, it simply drops you from consideration.
Which brings us to the ultimate question. The 2026 playbook. We understand the mechanics of AI search now. We know why traditional SEO is leaving businesses stranded on the old gridlocked highway. So what does this all mean for you?
It means it's time to build the on-ramp.
Exactly. How do we get on the expressway? How does a business actually get found by the AI? The Technigian report outlines 5 very specific actions, what they call Answer Engine Optimization, or AEO. Let's dig into these because this is the practical roadmap and we need to understand the why behind each step.
And it's a roadmap that requires immediate action. The window for early adoption is closing fast.
So if Google isn't the map the AI uses, what is? Action number 1 of the playbook, claim and optimize your Bing Places listing. Now, I have to admit, saying the word Bing feels almost retro.
I know.
For years, the running joke was that nobody used Bing. But as you explained with the back-end data pipes, ChatGPT relies on Bing's index for its live searches.
It is the absolute foundation of AI visibility right now. The Technigian report points out that a shocking number of local businesses, they use Orange County as an example, have never even claimed their Bing Places listing.
Just ignored it completely.
Completely. It's just sitting there empty or with outdated information from 5 years ago. If you want ChatGPT to know you exist, you have to be on Bing Places with exhaustive, accurate information. Not just your name and address. You need your precise phone number, your exact holiday operating hours, a comprehensive list of every service you offer, high-resolution updated photos, and highly accurate categories.
So no skipping steps?
None. If the AI looks at Bing and sees a thin or blank profile, it skips you immediately.
Okay, so I go in today and I completely flesh out my Bing profile. I'm on the map. But if someone asks ChatGPT for the best mechanic, how does it decide who is actually good? It can't just pick at random.
Right, it needs qualitative data.
Yeah. And if it's not looking at Google reviews, what is it looking at? This leads to action number 2, build presence on review platforms beyond Google.
This gets right to the heart of how AI models establish trust. The report explicitly states that businesses with robust profiles on Yelp, Trustpilot, G2, and Capterra have a 3 times higher chance of being cited by ChatGPT in a recommendation.
3 times.
3 times.
So even if a customer never actually opens the Yelp app on their phone, Yelp still matters.
More than ever. But as a back-end data source, AI models are trained to seek consensus to avoid giving bad advice. If you have 500 glowing reviews on Google, but absolutely zero presence anywhere else on the internet, the AI views your business with suspicion.
Like it might be fake.
Exactly. It looks for validation across the broader web. Actively soliciting reviews on Yelp or Trustpilot or industry-specific directories is no longer optional. It is the verifiable proof the AI needs to feel confident staking its own reputation on recommending you to a human user.
Okay, let's move to action number 3. And I'm going to throw a flag on the play here because this is where things sound incredibly daunting. The action is implement comprehensive schema markup. Schema markup. You're telling me a local plumber or a boutique shop owner in Costa Mesa now has to become a web developer and inject code into their site just to get a phone call. Is this something a normal business owner can even do themselves?
It sounds deeply technical, and frankly, it often requires a developer or an agency to implement correctly. But the underlying concept is actually very straightforward, and it is vital to understand.
Okay, break it down for us.
Think of schema markup as a digital translation layer. When a human looks at your website, they intuitively use visual cues. They know that the text 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. refers to your operating hours, and the text $49.99 is the price of a product.
Right, because we have common sense and visual context. We see the dollar sign, we know it's money.
But an AI scanning your site just sees an undifferentiated wall of text. It has to guess what those numbers mean. Schema markup removes the guesswork. Think of it like the difference between handing the AI a giant unformatted block of text and saying, read this, versus handing it a neatly organized spreadsheet.
Oh, I like that analogy.
Yeah, you are explicitly labeling the data. You put a piece of code on your site that says, hey, AI, this specific text right here, this is my local business address, and this text here, this is a service I offer, this is an FAQ, this is a product, this is a review.
Ah, okay, oh. So column A is price. Column B is operating hours. You are perfectly formatting the data so the machine doesn't have to burn computational power trying to figure out what you do.
Exactly. You are structuring the data. The report emphasizes that businesses implementing local business, service, and FAQ schema are significantly more likely to appear in AI-generated recommendations because you've made it effortless for the AI to parse your exact capabilities.
Okay, so I've labeled my data. The AI can read it perfectly. But I still need the AI to match me to those long conversational queries we talked about earlier. This brings us to action number 4, create conversational long-tail content. We have to stop writing website copy for traditional search engine algorithms and start writing it to match human conversation.
It's an incredible irony, isn't it?
It really is.
To optimize for the most advanced artificial intelligence in history, you have to write more naturally and humanly than ever before. You have to optimize your website content around the hyper-specific questions your customers actually ask in the real world. You can't just rely on short, choppy keywords like affordable SEO Costa Mesa stuffed into a footer.
Yeah, that doesn't work anymore. The report specifically mentions including location-specific language like neighborhood names, hyperlocal landmarks, zip codes, and locally relevant terminology.
Context is everything.
Let's role-play this for a second. Imagine you run a logistics company. If a user asks ChatGPT, I need a logistics company with cold storage near the port of Long Beach, and your website copy just broadly says Southern California Logistics and Storage Solutions, the AI might entirely miss the connection.
It probably will. But if your website have a dedicated page or an FAQ section that explicitly says, we offer specialized cold storage solutions located just 3 miles from the port of Long Beach, serving the 90802 zip code, the AI instantly recognizes the semantic match.
Boom, perfect match.
You need to anticipate those nuanced questions. Do you offer emergency HVAC repair on weekends in the 92627 zip code? If that exact conversational phrase or the clear answer to it exists on your site, the AI serves you up as the perfect bespoke solution.
Which brings us to the 5th and final action, monitor your AI search visibility. The old business adage holds true, you cannot improve what you do not measure. But traditional rank tracking, you know, checking to see if you are on page 1 of Google for a specific keyword, that doesn't tell you anything about whether you are visible in ChatGPT.
Traditional rank tracking is rapidly becoming obsolete on its own. You have to start tracking where your business appears in dedicated AI answer engines.
So not just ChatGPT.
Right. This means monitoring not just ChatGPT, but platforms like Perplexity, which is an incredibly popular AI built specifically for answering questions with real-time web citations. And even Google's own AI overviews, which are those AI-generated summaries that now sit at the very top of traditional Google search pages.
But how does a local business owner even do that? I mean, I can't just sit around asking ChatGPT about my own business all day.
You can't, which is why this requires totally new tools and monitoring approaches. Mm. This is a core component of what Technigian offers with their answer engine optimization service.
They handle the heavy lifting.
Exactly. They actually track that AI citation visibility across all these new platforms. They handle the complex Bing optimization we talked about. And they implement that sophisticated schema markup spreadsheet onto your site. It's a specialized discipline now.
So if you're listening to this, what does this all mean for you? Whether you are running a small retail business in Long Beach, managing a massive manufacturing firm in Anaheim, or honestly, operating any organization anywhere that relies on being discovered by new people.
It means the playing field has tilted dramatically while everyone was looking the other way.
It really has.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the businesses that win in 2026 and beyond are the ones that adapt to this multi-platform reality. This is not a drill. It is not a fleeting tech fad that might fade away next quarter.
Like, it's not going anywhere.
No. The trajectory from 400 million to 900 million weekly users in a single year signals that AI-powered local discovery is accelerating faster than most traditional business models can comprehend.
It is the biggest technology shift in local discovery since the invention of Google Maps, period. If you remember when Google Maps first launched on smartphones, the businesses that claimed their map spots thrived, and the ones that ignored it just vanished from consumer consciousness.
That's a perfect comparison.
We are living through the exact same paradigm shift right now.
And the businesses that establish their AI search visibility today are going to capture the market share that their competitors are actively bleeding simply by ignoring this new channel.
Let's bring this all home. AI search is not the future. It is the present reality. 350 million local intent AI searches are happening every single day. If you are ignoring Bing Places, if you are treating Yelp and Trustpilot like relics of the past, and if you are failing to structure your website's data so the AI can actually read it, you're essentially closing your doors to nearly a billion active users.
It's a huge mistake.
You're sitting in that gridlock traffic on the old highway, staring at the exhaust fumes in front of you, while an entirely new expressway runs parallel, completely wide open.
It is a stark commercial reality, but, you know, as we transition fully into this era of answer engine optimization, the source material leaves us with a rather profound, almost philosophical puzzle to consider.
Oh, I love these. What is it?
Well, we know from the data today that these AI systems rely heavily on third-party review platforms like Yelp and Trustpilot to validate who is, quote-unquote, the best.
Right, because they need that human consensus.
The AI trusts those platforms because they historically represented genuine human consensus. But what happens to local discovery a year or two from now when those very review platforms inevitably become flooded with AI-generated reviews from businesses trying to aggressively game this new system?
Oh, wow.
Will we enter a bizarre closed loop where an AI is reading fake reviews written by another AI just to recommend a business to a human being? And if the digital world becomes an echo chamber of machines talking to machines, how does a genuine, high-quality business ever prove its real-world value?
Wow. An AI reading an AI-generated fake review to tell a human where to eat dinner. That is a wild, slightly terrifying thought to leave off on, and definitely something to keep an eye on as this technology evolves. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Keep questioning what you read, keep exploring multiple perspectives, and whatever you do, make sure you are finding the on-ramp to where your customers actually are. We'll catch you next time.